Rod's Pulse Podcast Number 54, National Distance Learning Week Interview, Part 2, Reggie Smith.
Brought to you in part by Illuminate, where bright ideas meet.
This is Rod's Pulse Podcast, the podcast for faculty and students interested in learning how to use and create podcasts and other e-learning technologies. Welcome back.
Hi, this is Rod. Welcome back. That was another clip from a song called Fly, Fly, Fly by singer-songwriter Adrina Thorpe. I played one of her tunes last time, and I really liked her sound, so here's another. This is from her highly acclaimed album. She has one CD out, and I think you'll enjoy it, so stay tuned for the end of my podcast to hear the entire song Fly, Fly, Fly by Adrina Thorpe. Today, I just have a brief note, news from the Podosphere. I just want to remind you that there's a PodCamp EDU, meaning it's Podcasting for Education, and they're having their so-called unconference at American University in Washington, D.C. this Saturday. So go to my website, you can see the URL, and perhaps I'll see you there. Now, my main topic today is about National Distance Learning Week. This will be my last podcast on the topic because it's happening next week from November 12th through the 16th. Go to my show notes and you'll see links to the appropriate site, National Distance Learning Week site. Now, if you recall, my last podcast was the first part of an interview I did with Ken Hartman from Drexel, and also he was a National Distance Learning Week national chairman. And Reggie Smith also joined us on that interview, and I decided to split it in two. And for the rest of my podcast, I'll be playing the interview I did with Reggie Smith. Reggie is a member of the board of the nonprofit United States Distance Learning Association. That was formed in 1987, and it promotes the development and application of distance learning for education and training. Reggie also serves as the manager of Advanced Distributed Learning and Training Transformation for the large management consulting firm Booz Allen Hamilton. In his current capacity, he provides thought leadership and strategic planning for distributed learning for the United States Department of Defense. So I'm very happy to have Reggie on my podcast. He's a recognized authority on media and telecommunications issues. He has served as presenter, keynote, and judge on national and international conferences, including the e-learning conference and expo, the Technology 2010 conference, as well as many, many others. So here we go. Here's the rest of my interview of the movers and shakers for National Distance Learning Week. Now, I'm fortunate to have Reggie Smith online. Reggie, how are you doing? And can you tell my audience a little bit about yourself and how you fit into distance learning?
Oh, great. Thank you. I serve on the board of directors for the United States Distance Learning Association. And in addition to that, I work for Booz Allen Hamilton as a consultant and really supporting Department of Defense clients with joint knowledge online, individual training across the full spectrum of interagency partners across the federal government. So it keeps me pretty busy. Uh-huh. And enjoyable, at least from a distance learning perspective. And I've been involved in distance learning probably going on 20 years.
And you've seen a lot of technology changes since then, and like I have. And, you know, I'm more involved, and my audience is a little bit more involved with the online learning, maybe, you know, mixed courses where you have a piece online. Can you tell me a little bit about
some of the more traditional distance learning and how that works?
Some of the traditional distance learning, at least when I began in the field, was satellite-based.
Uh-huh.
So, or at least the video conferencing codecs for video conferencing were the size of refrigerators. So,
right.
Even then, in the 90s, mixing compressed video with satellite broadcast to deliver distance learning at that time, language courses, and under a Department of Education Star Schools grant. Really providing program and virtual field trips to New York City schools, Philadelphia, D.C., and Dallas, and a number of other public access stations around the country. So there has been a tremendous change in technology and distance learning. You take, for example, video conferencing again. The codecs have really pretty much have disappeared from the size of a refrigerator to the size of a thin client that you load on a PC. You use a Skype mm-hmm. or Polycom or Tamberg. A lot of the vendors out there have, WebEx, I mean, have, you know, a real thin, and the compression takes place on that laptop. And that is a significant change. And also satellite. Satellite is still out there. Some tend to forget about satellite, but it's still very viable and provides a tremendous burst of information across. If you need to get information out there fast and to an unlimited number,
right.
Satellite is the way to go. And I think the Air Force still does a great deal of satellite, the Army, also other federal agencies. And also corporate folks. I know at one time EDS did satellite training, and also I think Orkin. So there are a number of folks out there doing satellite still to this very day.
Uh-huh. So I take it that you're mostly involved with synchronous learning. Is that right?
I'm involved in synchronous and asynchronous. So I tend to push buttons in every area. And the online pieces with the courses served up through a learning management system has also changed a great deal. And one of the interesting things for National Distance Learning Week is we will be able to provide a widget, believe it or not, a widget that actually can provide SCORM, ADL SCORM, which is Shareable Content Object Reference Model, which goes at the heart of learning objects, putting learning into breaking it up as opposed to a big course. The courses will be broken into modules and objects that you can plug and play and also move them across different learning systems. So if one company goes out of business, you can move it to another one without really recreating all the content. And that serves the same purpose for courses. Now, this widget can provide SCORM 1.2 courses. And actually, that will be very interesting and it's very exciting to be able to provide that for folks to see during National Distance Learning Week. So it's an exciting time now.
Uh-huh. How will they do that? Can they find a link to that on the ndlw.org site?
Yes, they should be. I think we may be putting a link there, but what happens when anyone that visits the site and wants to register, ndlw.org, when you register to attend some of the webinars, you will receive an email confirmation, and it will have the information so you can download the widget to your desktop, and it will notify you of upcoming webinars. And also, I'm working with the group to put a SCORM course in there for folks to take a test drive and see and feel the future of learning.
That is really neat. Yes, I've heard about using SCORM, but I really don't know much about it. I think my audience would be particularly interested in that.
Yes, actually, there is a website, adlcommunity.net.
Uh-huh.
That is a community site that has a focus of ADL-related items. They talk about game-based learning. They also, there's a free SCORM course on there that folks can take to get a better understanding of SCORM. And then also they can go to the adlnet.gov site. It's a government site, adlnet.gov, And that is actually the ADL program, and that's the site where you will find all of the SCORM. You can look up and see who's certified in the latest versions of Shareable Content Object Reference Model. And it truly isn't just in the U.S. thing. It's actually huge across the K-12, higher ed, and internationally, through Latin America, China, Korea. Korea has taken off and really plugged that in for standardizing content across their home cyber homeschooling network. So it's and that's serving, I think, about 1.6 million students. So it's a big thing.
Yeah, that sounds great. Ken, is there anything else that we've missed that we need to let our audience know about?
No, I think that pretty much covers it. I was joking with Reggie that he was a bit modest in his background. Little do people realize that Reggie was actually the first guy to incorporate distance learning with Paul Revere as he was running on his horseback, carrying content from one city to the next. Reggie was there, and he can tell you about that some other time. But no, I think that he did a great job summarizing where we all are and where we're going. We talked about the activities that are planned for both nationally and locally, and that widget I think is truly a great resource and kind of cutting edge of pushing content as opposed to pulling content off the web. And I'm delighted that USDLA is be able to utilize that software. And again, it's free. Just come to our website, register for a webinar, and in the confirmation message that you will get a link that you could go to and download the software. So we're really excited. And again, we invite – I know I speak for Reggie and all of USDLA that invites people to come to the website, participate in our online activities, visit if you're a college and you're interested in sponsoring activity yourself. My goodness, the water is nice and warm. Come on, jump in. Contact us. Either Reggie or myself will work with you to and on our website there is collateral material, press releases, and so forth, including the logo if you wish to put it on your own website. Uh-huh. So we're looking forward to the week.
Well, that's great. I really appreciate both of you taking the time, and hopefully we'll have good attendance, and we'll be doing a lot to promote distance learning. So, again, thank you so much for your participation.
Thank you.
Thank you.
So I hope to see you sometime next week. I'll be attending some events at Drexel. Go to the website and go to the ndlw.org website to see the details about what's going on. Register for one of the USDLA webinars, and you can get to try the widget that Reggie was speaking of. So hope you can take advantage of some of the activities. So that's about it for today. Don't forget to stay tuned at the end of my podcast for the full song Fly, Fly, Fly by singer-songwriter Adrina Thorpe. So until next time, have a great week.
Please leave odd feedback at 610-616-2199.
I'm happy to say that Illuminate is now sponsoring my podcast. If you're searching for a perfect web collaboration solution, look no further than Illuminate. In fact, they're giving away free 3-user V-Rooms with no restrictions. They're the award-winning product that has all the real-time collaboration features you want, including a whiteboard, application sharing, voice over IP, and video. You can sign up for a free V-Room by clicking on the Illuminate graphic on my webpage or visit www.getvroom.com/rodspulse.
Fly, 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 nothing seems beside me. Fly, fly, fly. When I'm here with you, I feel.
That's it for today's episode. Thank you very much for listening. Please don't forget to leave Rod feedback. You can go to www.rodspulsepodcast.com and leave comments on his blog. You can send feedback to his email address, rod@rodspulsepodcast.com. You can also send audio feedback by calling into his comment line at 610-616-2199. Till next time, have a great week.
The preceding audio commentary is the product of the author, Dr. Rodney Merry, and does not represent the official viewpoint of Thomas Jefferson University, or any other institution or company.